Good morning once again, and happy Mother's Day. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 28. O woman, great is your faith. We'll begin in verse 21 to put this scripture in its context. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus had gone out from Galilee, Jewish territory, and headed northwest to the region of Phoenicia, a coastal region which was populated primarily by Gentile peoples. Mark tells us that this unsaved woman was a Greek, a Syro-Phoenician by birth. And her daughter, her little beloved daughter, was severely demon-possessed. And so, she brought her case to Jesus. This morning, I shall call four things to your attention regarding the Syro-Phoenician woman. First, her need. Second, her approach. Third, her persistence. And finally, her faith. First, her need. Now, this woman's greatest need was not for herself, but for her daughter. See, she was her mother. And so the cares of motherhood overrode her own concerns. Her daughter was severely demon-possessed. Her sickness was of the spiritual kind. And the mother's silent prayers had thus far not been answered in the affirmative. This Syro-Phoenician woman awoke every single morning full of care for her beloved child whom she had born. And every evening she went to bed with the same thoughts and prayed the same prayers. Can a woman forget her nursing child? Indeed, she who has born children will have trouble in the flesh. The woman in our text could relate to Mary, the mother of our Lord's humanity, and to some of you ladies also. For her daughter's sickness was as if her very soul was being pierced through. Sons and daughters, while you were consumed with your own needs, so too were your mothers, and even more so. And they were seeking to meet them according to their own abilities. Now, her approach. Notice the humility of the woman in our text. She came crying out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." This Jesus of Nazareth was the long-awaited Christ, the Messiah of Israel, the God in flesh appearing. He had come to dispense mercy upon all, to preach good tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Surely, thought the woman, there is yet a special mercy left over for me. And if the Lord has a special mercy left for me, then I will gladly give up that mercy for my child. Such is the love of a mother. Lord, help me, although a Gentile, even a dog. If Jesus willed it, surely her daughter would be healed that very same hour. And so, she persisted. First, the Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus. Then she cried out for his help. Now, at first, Jesus answered her not a word. And the disciples murmured against her. Jesus affirms his mission, in which he had come to offer his kingdom to Israel, saying, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He came unto his own. And yet, as we know, his own received him not. The woman, this Gentile woman, worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." She would not be dissuaded. She would not give up. Then Jesus says something that seems on the surface to be very hard, even cruel. That it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. It's a hard saying. What Jesus meant by this is that the offer, the legitimate offer of his messianic kingdom, was for Israel first, and not to the Gentiles. The Gentiles were considered unclean, and so the Jews called them after the manner of an unclean animal, a dog. Jesus was not speaking very politically correctly here, was he? Nor did he ever. Such statements would get him thrown out of the local college campus, and so they have. I digress. The woman persists in her prayer. She is not concerned about appearances. She doesn't care what the disciples think of her or anybody else who might have witnessed this event. She's not worried about offenses. She didn't even have a mind to complain about God's sovereign choice. Would you? If you were in this position, and mothers, you have been, where your child has a desperate need, and you bring it to the Lord, would you be dissuaded by the fact that the Lord came first to the lost sheep of Israel, or that the Lord has chosen some other nation or some other people? If you have believed upon Jesus Christ, repenting of all of your sins, then you are chosen. And you have no cause to complain, but rather you have cause to rejoice. If this woman were busy complaining or finding offense in the words of Christ, or finding offense in the behavior of Christ's people, his disciples weren't acting like very good Christians, were they? If she was focused on that stuff, guess what? Then her faith would not be great, but small. And she may have walked away without a blessing that day. This woman's persistence pays off. Her daughter was healed. So we have seen, Jesus was not being cruel here. He was testing the woman's faith, that it might be an example to all, and displaying his great mercy and power, that both Jew and Gentile alike might believe that he is the Son of David, that he is God, that he is Savior, that he is Christ. Like Jacob, this woman said in her heart to the Lord, I will not let you go until you bless me. I hope that's your attitude towards God this morning. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Let us be instructed by this woman's persistence. Finally, her faith. Jesus testifies to her and of her. O woman, great is your faith. She believed the prophets, what we would call the Old Testament. She believed that Jesus of Nazareth fulfilled many prophecies. Up until that point. And she was already convinced that he was the Son of David, the Messiah of the Jews, and the Christ of the Gentiles. She worshipped Jesus as God. She knew of his goodness and grace, for his mercy endures forever. And she put her life and her daughter's needs and her daughter's life into the loving Savior's hands. Now I ask you this morning, where is your faith? The Syrophoenician woman had only some prophecy to go by. We've got all of it, friends. We know Christ crucified, buried, and risen on the third day according to the Scriptures. We have an advocate in heaven to whom we can bring our need. Would Jesus today say to you, "O woman, great is your faith"? Or would the conversation maybe not get that far? Because you're too busy complaining about the sovereignty of God. Consider your need. Consider your approach. Consider your persistence or lack thereof. Consider your faith. Mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, your greatest need is for the Savior. The way to approach the Savior is with a broken and contrite heart, admitting that you've sinned, admitting that you've fallen short, admitting that you can't do anything on your own power. Perhaps you've been wrestling with God. Be persistent. Do not give up. And put your faith in the hands of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through whom the worlds were made. He who came down 2,000 years ago, lived a sinless life, died and rose again. That you might be reconciled to God through Him. There are many scriptures which speak of Christ dying for all. But it's not enough to simply believe that Christ died for everybody else, friends. You have a need. You know the approach. Be persistent. May the prayer of every heart be personal. Lord, help me. And may it be said of God's people, great is your faith. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this word. We thank you for the example of this woman, her humility, her persistence, and her faith. God, too many times we have complained about your program or your sovereignty. We've thrown up a foxhole prayer. and we've never followed it up. We play games with our faith, praying here and there, reading your word here and there, coming to church here and there. We fail to be persistent in our faith. And as a result, we've lost out on so many blessings, God. You know, Lord, the need of each one here. The prayer of every mother for her child. Lord, hear our prayers. And answer them according to your mercy and your loving kindness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.